This is a treatment utilizing the word mind and a variety of terms that Mary Baker Eddy uses in her writings that describe mind. God is mind, and mind is all action. Therefore, the action of mind is my action, and my action is the action of mind. God is spirit, which is the only substance, and spirit means it is flawless, for it is the opposite of matter, which of course is flawed. Since the only substance is spirit, that means the action is spiritual action, which means it is flawless. Therefore, the action of God is flawless, for it is spiritual action, and my action is the action of God, which is spiritual action. Mind also includes all ability. Everything about God is onus and complete and the only. So the only ability is the ability of mind. Now, the only mind that is real is immortal, incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. So therefore, there is no limit to the ability of mind. And therefore, there is no ability that can be limited that I reflect. For the only source of ability is mind, which is infinite. God being all ability, my ability is a reflection, a manifestation of the ability of God, and therefore without limit, without restriction. Nothing can dilute it, nothing can block it. Mind is all faculty. That means there cannot be any impaired faculty. Being able to realize this is a quality of soul, for soul is spiritual sense. So the senses of spirit, which is through soul, enables God's ideas, of which I am one and everyone is, that enables each individual to recognize the all faculty of mind and to experience it. That means there is no limitation to the faculty of God's manifestation, which is every individual. God is all comprehension, for God is all knowing. In the glossary, Mary Baker Eddy defines God as the great I am, all knowing. Therefore, the knowing of God enables God's manifestation to know everything that is needed to know, to be glorifying God in every activity, which means that it is oriented to spirit, not to anything unlike spirit. Matter is a mirage. Mortal mind is a mirage. So they are the antipode of spirit. For spirit is reality, the only real substance that exists. God is the only cause, and one of the topics for the Bible lessons that Mary Baker Eddy provided to sincere students is God, the only cause and creator. One of the qualities of God is creative ability. And of course, with mind being both creative ability and cause, that makes it very easy for that topic of God, the only cause and creator, to see that that comes directly from the qualities of mind. That means that any creation is not from God's reflection, but it is from the source, which is mind. God's reflection only is a manifestation of God doing the cause, God being the cause, God being the creative ability, God being the only cause and creator. Another quality of God as reflected in mind is controls. God is the only intelligence, and God is all wisdom and all knowing. So therefore, the control of everything that exists by God is going to be intelligent, wise, and knowing. So one does not need to try to figure out something. All we have to do is get our self-view out of the way and let the perception of God, who is all-seeing, that's part of the glossary definition, God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing. We need to get our personal view out of the way and let the divine view be manifested in our own experience. And we must see that being manifested in the experience of everyone, all existence. Along with controls, a very closely related quality of mind is directs. So God directs through mind and controls. God is the leader because he is the light. Mind is light, enlightenment. And that enables one to see the right thing, the correct solution, if there appears to be a problem, a diversion or a deviation from 100% truth. Desire is another quality of mind. And since the only sense is spiritual sense, the only desire that God's manifestation can have as a reflection of the desire of God is a spiritual revelation. In other words, seeing more and more of the truth, seeing more and more of the God consciousness, having a more and more pure motive, which is a function of truth. Another quality of God is discovers. So the quality of discovers is manifested as God's reflection so that one discovers the creative ability, discovers the intelligence and the wisdom and the knowing, discovers the action being only from God, discovers the desire as being a spiritual desire, being a desire to reveal the infinite progression, which is striving for concrete being. Dominion is another quality of mind. It's also a quality of truth. And since God is the only power, because God is the only thing that can bring about performance, because God is the only action, and you cannot have performance without action. So God is omnipotent because God is the only performance. And that is a perfect performance because God is omni-intelligence, omni-wise and omni-knowing, omni-ability, omni-faculty, omni-functionality. Every function of God's manifestation, which is each individual, is a result of the functionality of mind, which is God expressing itself to and as each individual. It was already noted that God is enlightenment, and that is basically the action of idea, because the enlightenment is with the ideas that are from mind. So God is my enlightenment, and my enlightenment is the enlightenment of God. Intuition is a quality of mind, and that, of course, is closely related to intelligence. So God is my intuition, and my intuition is the intuition from God. It was mentioned earlier that mind leads, that it's closely related to mind guides. So God is mind, and God is truth, and truth is the only path to God, and God keeps us on that path by providing harmony and infinite progression in the steps as we're ready to experience them. So God is leading us on His path, and there is no end because God is infinite. It was mentioned that God enlightens, and God is the source of light because God is light. So God enlightens with His knowing and intelligence and wisdom, His capability, His functionality, enlightens with His ideas, intuition, and manifests everything individually, uniquely for the individual that is listening. Here's an interesting quality of God, and that's multiplies. There's no limit to the infinity of God, and the enlightenment has no limit. So it is a continuous enlightenment, and we benefit from that as long as we leave our door of consciousness open to the God consciousness to provide us the enlightenment with the ideas, enlightening us that there is no limit to His ability or capacity or functionality or facility. And He guides as He leads to keep us on the path of truth, which is His path. If one is involved in a spiritual activity, that function of multiplication is very interesting because it's very easy to multiply good activity by letting God do the leading and the guiding. It was mentioned that the only substance is spirit, and that spirit is flawless, and perfect is a quality of both mind and principle. And obviously, there cannot be any action on anything that is from mind unless it is principled. Principle is really the quality that is system and structure. So any idea, any enlightenment has to be in accordance with the spiritual structure of principle. Also, love is the quality that is plan and design. So any enlightenment from mind has to be in accordance with the plan and design of love, and the system and structure of principle. So any action that is caused by mind is going to be perfect action. It's going to be in accordance with the plan and design of love and in accordance with the structure of and system of principle. So it's going to have a strong foundation. In fact, it's going to be a permanent foundation because the only substance is spirit, which is flawless. Another quality of mind is produces. So the action is going to produce performance. It's going to be productive. There's not going to be any waste. There's not going to be any dilution, diversion. Nothing can block it or stop it in any way. And nothing can reverse it. It is on the path of infinite progression. Might is another quality of mind. And of course, we've already talked about power being a measurement of performance. So the might from mind indicates that there will never be any weakness, but it will be steady, like a stream, a mountain stream that just constantly flows. Perception is another quality of mind. So we will have the ability to see spiritually because spiritual seeing is perception. So the seeing, which is a quality of soul, the action of which is from mind, and it will be intelligent seeing, it'll be wise seeing, it will be knowing seeing, it's not going to be blind. And reveals is another quality of mind. So the seeing is going to reveal what needs to be revealed to the one that is letting God do the seeing. Science, with a capital S, is a quality of mind. So everything is going to be in a scientific manner. Of course, it can't be any other way because God is principle, which is system and structure. Is going to be effective because it's all in accordance with the plan and design of love. And we need to understand that the only real will is the will of mind. No personal will, but individualized will of mind for the individual and the situation. Whatever the topic may be. It's going to be correct, proper, productive, effective, and cannot be stopped, diluted, diverted, or reversed. This treatment can be applied to any situation, any topic. And of course, we must remember that there can't be any personality involved, but instead it's individuality, which is the unique connection with mind for the particular topic. Everyone is a messenger of God, for we are the manifestation of God. And our sole purpose is to glorify God. And of course, one thing that needs to always be kept in mind is what Jesus said. And he said that we should love as he has loved. That means unequivocal, without qualification, no filtering, everyone is going to benefit just because we are broadcasting the love of God in an impartial, impersonal, universal way. The qualities are impersonal, just as is mathematics. 3 times 3 equals 9, whether it is Joe or Louise or Harry or a group of children, it doesn't matter who applies them, it always comes up with the same answer. The same is true when one applies the science of divine metaphysics. The system that Mary Baker Eddy delivered to us, which is useful for anyone at any time, under any circumstance, it works. It's always operating. They are universal laws. The one universal principle, and the one only and all-inclusive, incorporeal, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. In this treatment, quite a few of the primary terms for mind have been covered, as well as a sprinkling of some of the other qualities from spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. One more thing that should be covered is that just like add, subtract, multiply, and divide are the operators, the basic operators of mathematics, and of course music has its operators, any science has operators and elements. And the system of divine metaphysics that was so beautifully discovered and memorialized in the textbook, Science and Health with the Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy and all of her other writings, gives one an opportunity to use the operators of divine metaphysics. And these are defined as Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science. The Word means the facts about God. The Christ means the translation. Christianity means the demonstration. And science is the fourth operator, and that means that we have reached a level where, like Jesus, he automatically recognized the facts about an individual, no matter whether they appeared to be ill or blind or even dead or sinful, whatever the situation may be. He recognized the true facts about that individual. Just like the blind man, his disciples asked, who did sin, this man or his parents? And Jesus answered, neither. He said, the only reason for this experience to be here is to glorify God. In other words, to prove the nothingness of a sense of life, truth, and intelligence in matter, and the allness of spirit. And obviously, he healed the blind man. Like Einstein said, you can't solve a problem if you're viewing it at one level and you're trying to solve it from the same level. You have to go to a higher level to see the big picture. Jesus was always looking from the higher level, the facts about God, and then he would translate the situation so that the facts about God would be realized with the situation, and he would prove it through Christianity. He would demonstrate it, prove the facts that were translated from what appeared to be sin, sickness, disease, death, any kind of discord at all, he was able to overcome through the translation and the demonstration, and knowing, of course, the facts. Every experience is an opportunity to glorify God. Thank you, dear Father, Mother, God, and Mary Baker Eddy, for revealing through the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, the system of divine metaphysics, so that all may benefit from this wonderful discovery. Amen.